Welcome to my study. After 30 years, I've concluded that everything you need to know to be successful in every part of your life is found in one book, the Bible. Hey, welcome once again. It's really, really great to get together with people like you. Now, just recently, we did a series called How to Face the Future When Anti-God Cultures Self-Destruct. Seems like that's what's almost going on. Then we did part two, which really had a lot of the details on what to do. And our subject today is kind of like a continuation. And our subject today is, in fact, continuing how to resolve the problem, because liberty is being destroyed left, right, and center. Freedom of speech is almost gone. And what's going on in our culture? What's going on in our society that affects you personally? And so that's why our subject today is how to avoid being deceived. There's a lot of deception going on. I remember a story that happened in Montreal, Canada, decades ago. A man was on trial for murder. It was the closing arguments, and they didn't look like they were, the defense did not look good. It was the closing arguments, and the prosecutor was facing the jury, giving all the reasons why this man should be, in fact, convicted of the crime. The defense counselman positioned himself so only the jury could see him. And while the prosecutor was making his eloquent pitch, the defending counselman just dipped his finger in the inkwell and put some ink on the side of his face, and everybody that could see him, which was just the jury, started looking at him. So he dipped his finger in the inkwell again and put it on another part of his face, and he continued this. And as a result of that, the jury never heard one word the prosecutor had to say, because they were tricked by the defending counsel. And the story goes that the prosecutor lost his case. There's a lot of deception that's going on, and that is what we want to address today. All kinds of conspiracies, theories, some of them are real, some of them are true, some of them not so, but all kinds of damage is taking place, lies everywhere, lies upon lies, and how do we know what's true anymore? And so, in fact, it's the increase in media, the capability of sending all kinds of messages to us, and so it comes at us over and over and over again. And of course, narcissism rules. Everybody's out for them, their own selves. And in the middle of all of this power struggle, there are losses of freedoms, because they want some side of the speaker to hear, but not the other side. And so it goes on and it goes on, and we have fake news of just about every description coming through the media, coming over broadcast television, and everywhere you look, we've got deceit, lies upon lies upon lies coming our way. And it's troubling. It's troubling for a whole lot of reasons. One of them is simply because there's a lot of scams that can take place, and all kinds of damage takes place because the amount of deceit that's going on and allowed, promoted, broadcast in big time. So our subject today is kind of important. How can you prevent being deceived with all that's going on? How are we going to prevent being deceived? That's our subject today. So, let's get started. Write this in your notes, because the first thing you need to do, and I need to do, is to recognize the widespread of wickedness and deceit. Take a look at this verse. And we know that we're of God. I mean, because we got God's point of view, right? And look at this. And here's the problem. The whole world lies in wickedness. Evil abounds, widespread. So the first step in preventing being deceived is to understand how widespread it is. And we know that the Son of God has come. And now watch this. Because Jesus, the Son of God and God the Son, has, look at this, he has given us an understanding so we know what's going on. You know, this kind of reminds you, doesn't it, of that scripture. It tells about a man who understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. And that's what Christians need right now, is to understand and remember this scripture, that he has in fact given us an understanding. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But it begins with recognizing the widespread of wickedness. What is wickedness? It is, wicked means inclined or addicted to willful wrongdoing. Intentional wrongdoing. It is practicing or disposed to practice evil. That's the meaning of wicked. It comes from the same root word as iniquity, by the way, which is narcissism. So what is this word deceit? It simply means deception. It means fraud, cheating, trickery, pretending, distorting all the facts, deceiving people, thinking something's true when in fact it is not. So we must recognize the widespread of wickedness. So I want to take you now to an interesting scripture that begins this way. It is an assembly of treacherous men. An assembly of treacherous men. People get together and they plot and they scheme and they negotiate. But buried in all their motives is treachery. And they do it on a wide scale. They do it in international mechanisms. And so watch this now, because this scripture begins identifying treachery. It begins with a gathering together of treacherous men. Now watch. Here's what they do. They bend their tongues like their bow, like their bow and arrow, right? They bend their tongues like their bow for lies. Don't shoot lies at you, okay? But look at this now. They are not valiant for the truth. They're not going to pay the price. They're not going to be bold and stand up and be men of integrity. They are not valiant for the truth. They, look at this now. They bend their tongues like bows to tell lies. And they're not valiant for the truth on the earth. They proceed from one evil to another. And they know not me, says the Lord. Because you see, anybody who knows the Lord wouldn't be like this. You understand that, right? Okay. Now watch, because this is really critical. They send lies. They're not valiant for the truth. They are into projecting their own agenda. They don't care about what's right as long as they get their own way. And they will pound the pulpits and they will speak with great eloquence. And what I want you to understand here, though, is this, is they proceed from one evil to another because they do not know the Lord. Now watch this now, because our subject, how to prevent being deceived, plays into this first point of our need to be able to recognize the widespread of evil. So let's go back to this text and look at the next verse. Take heed, everyone of his neighbor. That's talking to you and I now. And look at this now. Trust ye not even in any brother. For every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. The very people who you get close to could be carriers of deceit, could be deceived themselves.
Right.
Look at the scripture now. And they will deceive everyone his neighbor and will not speak the truth. Watch it now. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They have no problem with lying. Conscience doesn't bother them anymore because they have trained themselves to tell lies. And they weary themselves. They wear themselves out to commit iniquity. Now, this word iniquity, we understand it. It's narcissism. And we want to go into details, but other teachings have explained that to you. Satan was a narcissist. Everybody who follows his example is a narcissist, okay? And that's just when we make ourselves into God, and everybody does what's right in their own eyes, right and wrong become relevant or relative. Now watch this, because this is God speaking to you. I don't know of a passage of scripture that's more appropriately applicable than the one we're reading right now. Thine inhabitation is in the midst of deceit. Like, it's all, you are surrounded by deceit and deceivers and deceitfulness. Now watch this, because this is another interesting insight. Through deceit, in other words, they're so committed to deceive that they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. They don't know what that would be interfering. We couldn't be deceived. We couldn't carry out our agenda, our narcissistic agenda, our selfish agenda, our egocentric agenda, our playing God agenda, if we knew God. So they make a choice, and they choose to be deceitful instead of the knowledge of God. Now God comes along, and this is what he says. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, I wish we had time to talk about that. Behold, I will melt them. I will try them, like as in on trial. For how shall I do for the daughter of my people? What's going to happen to the upcoming generations? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out. Now watch this. It speaks deceit. One speaketh peaceably to his neighbor with his mouth, but his heart, but in his heart he is looking for a chance to manipulate, to conquer. Look at this now. God says, shall I not visit them for these things? You think I'm just going to let this go on, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such, look at this now, such a nation as this? A nation that goes on where the people have given themselves over to all kinds of damage, 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 damage. Do you think I won't do something about this nation? This culture that has politicized deception, politicized the culture, produced widespread decadence, abandoned reason, I mean an absolute decline of intellect. As one scripture says, they profess themselves to be wise, but they become fools. This nation, this culture that's turned narcissistic, every man for himself, dog eat dog, when hedonism, this pursuit of pleasure is the rule. It gets so bad because deceit is being used to re-engineer humanity. They use degenerate entertainment. They demonize what's normal and look at this. And they will normal and they are normalizing deviant behavior. Deceivers. They exploit. They use people. Not things, people. For the purpose of controlling. They use tricks and technologies. They put on an act and they play a role. The only thing that counts to them is winning. lying is very common, pretending. They are deliberately phony, masquerading in many different forms. And they have introduced evil versions of relativism and extreme egalitarianism, where probably touched, I don't know if you read Robert Bork's book, Slouching Towards Gomorrah, and he says we're no longer slouching towards Bethlehem or Jerusalem, but towards Gomorrah. Maybe we're not slouching towards it anymore. Maybe we've arrived. But what does God say about this? So let's go back to the scriptures again. This is a nation that obeys not the voice of the Lord their God. Now watch this. And they will not receive correction. Look at the next thing. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. They can't tell the truth anymore. One scripture says the truth has fallen in the streets. Oh my goodness. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And here's what it is. Because there is no truth. No mercy and no knowledge of God in the land. Now, I want you to catch this insight. For in the book of Ephesians, most people know this verse. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Now, watch this. Who's using deceit? Rulers of the darkness of the world. And look at this now. Spiritual wickedness, look at this, in high places. Like we're talking about in positions that are deemed to be the zenith of leadership. Political, national, international. Now here's where it really gets tough. That many shall follow their pernicious ways. Watch this. By reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. They don't want to know the truth. Let me show you a quote by Charles Krauthammer before he passed away. He said this. It is not enough for the deviant to be normalized. The normal must be found to be deviant. Whoa. And I'm saying to you that this is at the core of the widespread wickedness is not enough. The wicked is not happy just to be wicked. Wickedness doesn't want goodness to survive. And so deceit is being used by wickedness to get people who are good to be bad. And that's why the scripture says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. And what will they do? The way of truth shall be evil spoken of. They're going to badmouth the truth. So behind this, understand, this is a widespread condition. So the first step to preventing being deceived, to realize how broad, how widespread, how wickedness is so great and so much deceit, so prevalent, and add to that our capabilities of social media and communications, and so deceit spread in massive ways. Now, in spite of that, the next thing we need to know is that the scriptures tell us that in latter times that wickedness shall increase. It's not just going to be bad, it's going to get really bad. Look at the scripture. But evil men and seducers shall wax, that means get worse and worse and worse. It's going to get really bad, really bad, really, really bad. And in fact, it's so bad, and what makes it really bad, and this is the third thing we should learn, is that at the core of wickedness, at the core, its mechanism is that of deception. Let's go back to the scripture. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse. Now, here's what they will do. Deceiving, that's what they do. And being deceived over and over. Deceiving and being deceived. Deceiving and being deceived. Deceived and being deceived. And that is what's at the core of wickedness in its attempt to spread throughout all cultures, all nations, all peoples. So, I am sure that you can understand with me the importance of our subject today of how to prevent from being deceived. So here we get going. And now I want to get personal and applicable. So bear with me here. Because in order to prevent being deceived, each of us must become personally responsible. The prevention of being deceived is a personal responsibility. It would be nice if the government did it for us and sorted it out. It would be nice if the laws of the land did it. They don't. Certainly when we're very young, our parents ought to do that for us. But the prevention of deception is a personal responsibility. Let's look at the scripture. And this is the words of Jesus. Take heed that no man deceive you. This was given to individuals, and it's to you. If you are going to survive the mass deception and propaganda machineries that are shoving and stuffing and stabbing at you every day with all kinds of deception, you're going to have to take personal responsibility. Look at the scripture. So now we can't be like children anymore, just tossed to and fro, because they haven't figured things out yet. We can't be like children carried about with every idea that comes our way. We haven't learned to sort them out yet. We can't be like children who are tricked by the sleight of men, which is the treachery and the trickery of men. Look at this. And cunning craftiness. Now watch this, whereby they wait in late to do what? They want to deceive us. So, prevention is a personal responsibility. So where do we go from there? And he thinks that the next step is that we need to start recognizing the sources of deception. So let's take a look. I beseech you, brethren, look at this now, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the truth, the doctrine that you've learned, and avoid them. Mark them. Watch it. Look at it. Check them out. Recognize them and avoid. You can avoid deceit. You can prevent being deceived by avoiding it. I don't know about you, but in the last months I have cut my news down to a few minutes a day when I used to do a couple hours. Don't know what's going on. I don't want to know what's going on. I don't want, because I know now the sources of deception. Why would I give them my ears? Huh? Why would I do that? Because these are those who care not about the Lord Jesus, but their own belly, their own ego, their own... Nah. Now watch this. Because here is the trickery. There is the treachery. By good words and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Oh my. Now, it needs to be understood that it wouldn't be deceitful. Like, the devil doesn't come to you dressed in a red outfit with horns and a tail and a pitchfork in his hand. You don't poison somebody by handing them a can that says arsenic on it. You give them a cherry pie with a poison, and it's disguised. And that, my friends, is why this is so treacherous. Look at this. That by good words, I mean, really, and fair speeches, they deceive the hearts of the simple. Who are the simple? The simple are people not like you, because you're watching this teaching. Because a simple person doesn't learn how to prevent being deceived. He just goes along with the show, see? Oh my. I hope you grasp the treachery that something that looks good, but it's not. It appears attractive, but it's embedded with destruction. Now, another translation of the same scripture says, steer clear of these people. Such men are utterly self-centered, yet with their plausible and attractive arguments, they deceive those who are too simple-hearted to see through them. So, watch out. Recognize the sources of temptation. Now, next step is that you can recognize deception by the kind of results or fruit that it produces. Look at the scripture. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does what's right is right, even as God is right. You can tell when right is right and wrong is wrong. Okay? What's this now? But woe unto them that call evil good. No, I don't want you to miss this. Whoa, watch out. You're in big trouble. Woe unto them that call evil good. They something that's evil, they say, hey, it's okay. Hey, man, this is fun. Come on, do it. And not only that, but listen. They are, watch, those that don't just call evil good, but they call good evil. They put darkness for light and light for darkness. Bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. They turn everything upside down. Watch out. You can know it by its fruit. Watch out. Watch the teachers. Watch the college professor who thinks he knows better than God. Watch out. Watch out. Woe unto them. They call evil good and good evil. It has penetrated the educational system in many a culture. But deception is known by its fruit. So let's go to another verse that says the same thing. Don't be deceived. Don't be tricked. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Because if he sows to his flesh, he'll get corrupted. But if he sows to the things that the Spirit of God authorizes, he will reap life everlasting. Don't be deceived. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Now watch this passage. Check out the intelligence monitor in detail now. Be not deceived. Now watch, watch. Be not deceived. And here's a lot of deceivers. Neither fornicators. Fornicator comes from the word porneo, from which we get pornography. Nor idolaters, which is covetousness. Nor adulterers. Nor effeminate. Nor abusers of themselves. No perverts. Not thieves, no covetous person, nor drunkards, no revilers, mockers, persecutors, mockers, no extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Watch out for the fruit. Now here's some really good news, because all of us did some of these at one point in time, and that's why the scripture says, as such were some of you. And this is a really big past tense. That once upon a time, we were like that. But now, look at what's happened. You got washed. You got set apart from that. And now you're justified in the name of the Lord and by the Spirit of our God. Things have changed for you now. And watch this now. Don't be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. How you talk. Watch now. Let's look at a translation of this. Don't let yourselves be deceived. Talking about things that are not true is bound to be reflected in practical conduct. Come back to your senses. Don't dabble in sinful doubts. Remember that there are men who have plenty to say but have no knowledge of God. Watch out. Deception is known by its fruit. Now, remember our main topic here is how to prevent being deceived. So here's some real hands-on biblical tips that if you follow these, you will never be deceived. Here we go. Number 7 points if you're taking notes. The anecdote for deception, the antidote for deception, the way to counteract deception is with the truth. Truth. Watch this now. Because where do you find that? Jesus told us, if you continue in my word, that's where you find the truth. That's why your Bible is so important. Don't let it be a dust collector on the shelf. Turn its pages. While as you do, you'll be in the company of the author. Now watch this. You will know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now I wish I had time to, my goodness, list all the things that the truth can set you free from. Every sin you could imagine, the truth will set you free from it. The truth. But the truth will set you, in this context, will set you free from deception. It is the only counteraction. It is the only antidote for error and deception. And that is the truth. So I love this scripture, and you're going to see why here. In 2 Chronicles, here's what it says. How many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord? I love this phrase right out of the Bible because that happens to be the name of our website. Nothingbutthetruth.org. And it comes right out of the Bible. How many times shall I adjure? If you're going to talk to me, don't tell me anything except the truth. And do it in the name of the Lord. So look at the scripture. Do they not err that devise evil? But mercy and truth shall be to them that devise good. Behind deception is an evil intention. The devising of evil. But when people want to do good, they don't use evil means to do it because they want to do good. By mercy and truth, iniquity, narcissism, is eliminated. And by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. By mercy and truth is the ruin of narcissism. Iniquity. It gets purged. It can't survive. Is the antidote. Have I not written the excellent things in counsel and knowledge? Look at what the scripture says. This is Proverbs, the preacher speaking to you. Have I not written to thee excellent things? And I'm giving you counsel and knowledge. Why? That I might make thee to know the certainty of the words of truth. Look at this. The certainty of the words of truth. So that you can answer the words of truth to anybody that asks you. The scriptures are going to give you the certainty of the words of truth. The lip of truth shall be established forever, but lying tongue is just for a moment. Ah. The seed is in the heart of them that imagine evil. The seed is in, remember, behind deceit, deception is evil intentions. But to the counselors of peace, there is joy. There shall no evil happen to the just, but the wicked shall be filled with mischief. Lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly, now look at this, this is the big word here, truly, in truth, are his delight. I hope this is helping. You learn how to prevent being deceived. It's a personal responsibility. We need to understand the fruit that it produces. But we've got to know the truth. Now, we may not always know the truth, so what will we do? And so my next tip from the scriptures to you is that you can receive divine help in order to discern what's true and what's false. So look at the scripture with me. When the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, right? When he is come, and whom I will send unto you from the Father. Now look at his name. He's called the Spirit of Truth. Notice the capital S on the word Spirit. I'm going to send you the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who always has to do with the truth. Look at that. So the scripture goes on and says, how be when he, look at the name of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth has come. Now watch this, because this is really great news. Are you ready? He will guide you. He will guide you into all truth. You can get help about this. Not by consulting evil people. Remember that scripture, Psalm 1:1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of ungodly. Don't get ungodly counsel because it's embedded deceit. But when the Spirit of Truth has come, he'll guide you into all truth. Now, he does that in several ways. I'm going to mention three of them. And so he manifests, and these are listed in Corinthians chapter 12. The manifestation of Spirit is given to every man. It's available to everybody, so you can profit. And I'm going to name three of them. The word of wisdom. He's going to give you smarts that you didn't naturally have. And then he's going to give you a word of knowledge. He is actually going to impart to you information that you didn't know by any other source. Now look at the third thing. Discerning of spirits. And why is that? Behind every idea is a person. A person is a spirit. Some have other spirits behind their spirits, evil spirits. And so God wants to give you divine help so that you can figure out, check the spirit of something, because it'll help you know whether it's true or false. Now, for really getting down to really big stuff, here it is. You, in order to prevent being deceived, remember, don't trust your brother, don't trust your neighbor, don't trust anybody. There's one you can trust. Trust Jesus, because Jesus is the personification of truth. Cold scripture comes. The law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Look at this. Oh, this is a great scripture. The Word, which is referring to Jesus, was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of, look at this, full of graciousness and full of truth. Full of truth. Look at this. He even declared it himself. I am the way. You will never get lost. I am the truth. You'll never be confused or deceived. And I am the life. I am the light. You will never be depressed. Trust Jesus. He's the personification of truth. Follow him. You will not be going astray, because he is the way, and he is the truth, and he is the life. Okay, so what are we going to do now? And so the scriptures come to tell us now that we know what the truth is, that we should do something about it. I think it was Martin Luther King who said, to know about evil and not do anything about it is to be complicit. Ah. So if this deception is going on, what should we now do about it? And the scriptures provide clear instruction. Here it is. Peacefully speak the truth to people and to government. Watch the scripture. These are the things that ye shall do. Number one, speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Peacefully speak the truth to every person. Now watch this. Whoops. And then execute the judgment of truth, the adjudication of truth, and peace. Now look at this. In your government, in your gates, in ancient cities, walled cities, the gates were the location of the government, controlled who came in, immigration. It imports, had to pass the government inspection at the gates. You had to get out through the gates, the government inspection. So this scripture is clear that what we are supposed to do is to speak, now watch it, speak peaceably. These things shall you do. Speak ye every man the truth. Tell the truth. If he receives it, great. If he doesn't receive it, that's not your problem. It's to tell the truth. And to execute, now watch this again, to execute the adjudication of truth in your gates, in your government seats, national, state, county, city, whatever. And look at this, because attitude is everything. We don't go there malicious. We don't go there armed and dangerous. We execute the judgment of truth, and we do it in peace. And that's why we are able to get a hearing. Now, just to kind of caption this, I want you to see what Malachi says in reference to the Lord. The law of truth. Let me talk about it. The law. What's the difference between truth and the law of truth? The word law means a rule of action. So the rule of action for truth, it's a rule of action. It doesn't happen once in a while. It happens all the time. It's a rule of action. Okay, now watch this. The law of truth was in his mouth, because that's where it comes out. And look at this. And narcissism was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equality. He was equal with me. He's my peer. And what did he do? Look at this again. The law of truth was in his mouth. Iniquity was not in his lips. He was not trying to get his own way. He walked with me in peace. And he did turn many away from their narcissism. Because if we can get rid of narcissism, it is the root of deception. So one more scripture, that we might be fellow helpers to the truth. Peacefully speak the truth to people and to government. Now, almost conclusion, but you have to understand that the consequences to a person and to a culture of allowing deceit, the consequences are severe. Look at this. With all deceivableness of that which is not right. Everything wrong has to deceive, because it's the enemy of truth. Now watch this. With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Now, here's why they got in this condition. Because they received not the love of the truth. Because when you love the truth, it salvages you, that they might be saved. It salvages you from deception. Because they don't love the truth, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion. And okay, here's your lies. Go with your lies. And God lets them have, okay. Because if they do, they will be damned, who do not believe the truth, but they have pleasure in doing unrighteousness. And then just to point out the severity. From the book of Revelation, the light of a candle shall shine no more in thee. Darkness is going to take over. And Revelation says the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And it lists two things. It lists the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. Look at this. The voice of the bridegroom, that's the church, and of the bride, that's Jesus, shall be heard no more at all in thee. End of the road. When evil, if it ever takes over a culture, will put out the voice of the church and of Jesus and separate it. Cancel culture. Yeah. Now watch the conclusion of this. Shall be heard no more in thee, for thy merchants, thy big tech, big tech was the great men of the earth. And by thy pharmakeos, drug taking, were all the nations deceived. Two energies that ruin cultures. Well, let me say three. When they don't listen to Jesus Christ, the truth, and those who follow him. That's number one. When they let big tech take over, number two. And number three, when they do not control their taking of drugs, the nations are And the word is deceived. So let us learn that evil must be given up in order to get the love of the truth. For this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light. That's why they want to speak evil of the church, of the genuine church, of genuine Christians, of God, of Jesus, of the Bible. Everyone that do hates the light. And they don't come to the light. Because if they did, look at this, their deeds would be reproved. They couldn't go on with their evil. The light will put out the darkness. But he that, look at this now, doeth the truth. No problem coming to the light. That his deeds can be, look at what I do. Because they are accomplished in God. Right. So here we come to the very conclusion. The best I can give you on how to prevent being deceived. And it is the understanding that only the truth can produce liberty. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In fact, the apostle said, I rejoice greatly when the brothers came and testified of the truth that's in thee. Whoa. And that you walk in the truth. Whoa. And look at how he concludes. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I have no greater joy. Nothing compares. Nothing is better to know that our children are walking in the truth. My hope for you today, and I pray for you now, that you will rise up, take these steps to prevent being deceived, so that you and I together can help tell the truth to every person, and even the government.
Discover and uncover the truth about you.
At the core, everybody needs to have an accurate identity. They need to know who they are, what they are, and why they're here. Otherwise, life is just a maze and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Author David L. Johnston's new book, Why You Were Born, will give you a new appreciation for your true self.
You turn from a question mark to an exclamation mark.
Why You Were Born unlocks the mystery surrounding your purpose in life, and it will lead you to choose a life path of excellence to live your best life.
And so it's a starting point for what I would call an amazing life, to know why you were born. You're here for a reason.
Learn more. Visit nothingbutthetruth.org/born. That's nothingbutthetruth.org/born.